Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Squawk 7000's weekly roundup of aviation news from Ireland, back with you for Season 5, and brought to you in partnership with flyinginireland.com for the week starting September 11th. It's good to be back with you after a challenging summer for light aviation, with almost 9 weekends in a row where the weather wasn't cooperating. Well, remember to subscribe and to keep us your top choice for Ireland's aviation news, delivering news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, major aviation contract signed, the Department of Transport partners with Bristow Ireland Limited for Irish Coast Guard services. CHC Ireland safety stand down, a precautionary measure amid SAR contract transition. Irish aerobatics champion Laura Russell prepares for World Advanced Aerobatic Championships. Summerhill and Tullamore Mass demolished, with clearer skies for Leinster pilots, and a record-breaking month at Ireland West Airport. August sees a surge in passenger numbers. In a significant development, the Department of Transport has officially signed a contract with Bristow Ireland Limited to secure the future for the Irish Coast Guard Service and Rescue Aviation Services. This partnership has garnered positive anticipation from the Department and the Irish Coast Guard, who eagerly look forward to collaborating closely with Bristow Ireland Limited. The contract encompasses a range of crucial state services under the new Aviation Service Agreement, including maritime and inland search and rescue, environmental monitoring, helicopter emergency medical, and air ambulance services, all enhanced with a state-of-the-art mission control and communication system. Under the terms of this fresh contract, Bristow Ireland Limited will assume operations with 6 AW189 helicopters stationed at 4 dedicated bases, Sligo, Shannon, Waterford, and Dublin Weston Airport. Notably, this marks the first time the Coast Guard's aviation service will have access to fixed-wing aircraft capabilities, 24/7 bolstering their capability to deliver essential services. In expanding the current aviation services offered by the Coast Guard, two King Air fixed-wing aircraft based at Shannon Airport will provide crucial support for Coast Guard search and rescue missions and environmental monitoring efforts. The new contract is set at 10 years for the helicopter service and 5 years for the fixed-wing aircraft component, with the possibility of extending both segments for up to 13 years. Notably, provisions within the contract allow the Air Corps to assume responsibility for the fixed-wing element after 5 years. Bristow Ireland Limited will introduce the new IRCG aviation service gradually, following a phased approach with full operational capabilities expected to be achieved by July 2025. Meanwhile, on the morning of September 8th, CHC Ireland announced a safety stand-down at their 4 all-weather search and rescue bases at Sligo, Shannon, Dublin and Waterford. This precautionary measure was scheduled from 12 o'clock to 2 p.m. on Friday last. According to their statement, this decision stems from heightened concern about the health and well-being of CHC staff, triggered by the awarding of the SAR contract to Bristow Ireland Limited, slated to commence in July 2025. A reduced service was available to the public during those 2 hours. The statement further elaborated that the absence of confirmation regarding employment and continuity under TUPE regulations for CHC staff has increased stress levels among their personnel. Rob Tatton, CHC Director of Operations and Accountable Manager in Ireland, emphasised the company's commitment to safeguarding the safety and well-being of its staff. He stated, "It's incumbent on us to protect the safety and well-being of our staff by taking this necessary measure. We can ensure that we continue to operate safely without outside distractions and remain focused on the life-saving work we do for the Irish Coast Guard." Well, you've heard in previous episodes how Laura Russell from Monkstown in Cork is planning to become the first Irish woman to compete in the World Advanced Aerobatic Championships, which are held every 2 years under the auspices of the FAI Aerobatics Commission. Member countries vie annually to host the event, with a group from the USA submitting the winning bid for 2023. This year's WAACs will take place in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the G. Nevada Airport from October 24th to the 4th of November, and will see tight competition from some of the world's top pilots. While try and cover some competing expenses, which will set her back a minimum of €10,000, several fundraising events are planned by her supporters, including a fly-in on September 17th at Burr Airfield. A GoFundMe page is also set up and you can donate there. To date, almost €7,000 have been raised. Atlantic Flight Training Academy, Limerick Flying Club, Harry McNamara, Ormond Flying Club and Shannon Aviation Museum have sponsored breakfast and costs. Let's hope the weekend weather holds good. During the summer, two of the largest obstacles for pilots in the Leinster area, the Summerhill Mast in County Meath and the Tullamore Mast in County Offaly, have been recently demolished. The Summerhill Mast west of the Dublin control zone was 818 feet high and stretched to 11,600 feet above sea level. The Tullamore Mast was higher at 980 feet and stretched to 1,222 feet above sea level. Further details are available as NOTAMs. In a remarkable milestone, Ireland West Airport experienced its busiest month in its 38-year history, with 102,000 passengers passing through its gates in August. This substantial figure marked a notable 10% increase compared to the same period in 2022 and a 7% surge from August 2019. This passenger surge peaked on Tuesday, August 29th, with an impressive 4,539 people setting a new record for the airport at its busiest day ever. During August, a significant portion of this passenger traffic, over 78,000 people, embarked on journeys between Ireland and the UK, reflecting an impressive 11% growth compared to August 2022. Notably, the London market witnessed an influx of passengers, with record numbers on routes connecting to and from Luton and Stansted via Ryanair and London Heathrow with Aer Lingus. Furthermore, Ryanair experienced its busiest month on its routes to Edinburgh and Liverpool. Staying with airport news, during the bustling holiday season, Cork Airport saw 308,000 passengers take to the skies in August. New data released by DAA, the operator of Cork Airport, revealed that August 2023 witnessed a 12% surge in passengers travelling compared to the same month in 2022. This milestone marked the busiest August for passenger traffic at the airport since August 2008. The year 2023 has proven remarkable for Cork Airport, with an impressive 30% increase in passenger traffic during the first 8 months compared to last year. Cumulative number of passengers from January to August reached a substantial 1.9 million, with nearly half of them, approximately 890,000 travellers, choosing to fly during the busiest summer months of June, July and August. Among these impressive statistics, it's worth noting that Tuesday, August 8th stood out as the pinnacle of activity. On this particular day, nearly 13,000 passengers took flight, making it the busiest day for August and the busiest day for the entire year so far. A comprehensive new study has unveiled the profound impact of Dublin Airport on the Irish economy. The research, conducted independently by renowned international economic consultants InterVistas, revealed that Dublin Airport significantly contributed €9.6 billion in gross value added, GVA, and is pivotal in supporting or facilitating 116,100 jobs across the Republic of Ireland. This study underscores Dublin Airport's significance as a vital link to the equivalent of 2.3% of the national economy. Dublin Airport directly sustains 19,900 jobs within the realm of employment, with an additional 11,700 indirect positions in companies that provide support or supplies to the airport. Moreover, an extra 13,300 jobs can be traced back to the airport through the economic ripple effect created by employee spending. Dublin Airport also contributes to the sustainability of 71,200 more jobs by fostering tourism, trade, investment and increased regional productivity. Meanwhile, in Shannon, the Shannon Airport Group and ESB have successfully concluded a significant lighting initiative that promises to dramatically slash Shannon Airport's lighting-related energy usage. Funded through ESB's Smart Energy Services, this ambitious project involved the replacement of more than 4,000 indoor and outdoor light fixtures with state-of-the-art LED bulbs. This transition will result in an impressive 66% reduction in the airport's lighting-related energy consumption, lowering it from 1.37 million kilowatt-hours to 442,000 kilowatt-hours. The comprehensive project encompassed upgrading various types of lighting through the terminal buildings, car parks and airside areas. And we have more news for you after this short break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Loganair has unveiled its most extensive summer schedule ever for Glasgow to Donegal services in 2024. As the UK's largest regional airline, Loganair continues to be the sole carrier providing a direct air link between the UK and Donegal. In response to robust customer demand, the airline has announced an extended summer season for the coming year, from April to October. Notably, the flight frequency will increase from the 2023 schedule of 3 to 4 flights per week in 2024. This strategic move is expected to nearly double passenger numbers for the upcoming season, further enhancing connectivity between the UK and Northwest Ireland. Mark your calendars as Loganair's summer 2024 schedule from Glasgow to Donegal takes off on April 5th, 2024. Aer Lingus Regional, operated exclusively by Emerald Airlines and responsible for the Exchequer-funded public service obligation PSO air route between Donegal and Dublin, has reported a significant increase in passenger numbers for August. In August, there was a 13% rise in inbound passengers travelling from Dublin to Donegal compared to the previous year. This growth is primarily attributed to robust tourism demands, especially North American travellers. The surge in inbound passengers reflected the increasing popularity of this route and underscores the appeal of the Northwest region as a destination for both leisure and exploration. Ian Locke, who's head of commercial at Emerald Airlines, said he was delighted regarding this announcement, that we're pleased to report that August saw a record number of passengers travelling between Donegal and Dublin. And this route serves businesses and leisure travellers and is crucial in facilitating those with medical appointments in Dublin. Additionally, they continue to witness strong demand from leisure travellers flying to and from Donegal. Furthermore, their passengers connect with Aer Lingus long-haul flights at Dublin Airport, allowing them to reach destinations such as Dubai, Sydney, Hong Kong, San Francisco and Orlando. The Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, has welcomed the launch of a music mini-documentary series funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs. The series, Due West, celebrates the unique relationship between Ireland and the United States and will be screened on all Aer Lingus flights between Ireland and North America, touching down in popular destinations including New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco and many more. Produced by the Consulate General of Ireland in Los Angeles, Due West celebrates the cultural links between Ireland and America and showcases Irish performers. The series features Niamh Regan, Susan O'Neill, I Draw Slow, Emer Kinsella, Megan Lowe and Mary Little performing in iconic locations across the Los Angeles region. The series will be available on all Aer Lingus transatlantic services in 2024. The second installment of a permanent exhibition featuring the world's most extensive private collection of die-cast model aircraft was officially opened at Shannon Airport recently. The newly unveiled Aviation Gallery, located in the airport terminal building, right across from J.J. Ruddle's restaurant, is a remarkable exhibition accessible to the general public. It offers a captivating journey through aviation history, showcasing an unparalleled collection meticulously curated over many years by Limerick native Mike Kelly. The first installation of this exhibition opened its doors in 2018 and is home to over 1,500 model aircraft in the Departures Lounge, solidifying Shannon Airport's reputation as a true haven for aviation enthusiasts. According to Mary Considine, CEO of the Shannon Airport Group, Mike has assembled the most extensive private collection of model die-cast aircraft worldwide through his determination and love of aviation. The Aviation Gallery welcomes visitors of all ages and covers the spectrum of aviation history, from the early pioneers of flight to the iconic aircraft that have shaped commercial travel. It pays homage to the innovation and progress of the aviation industry. In a date for your diary, the Irish Hot Air Ballooning Championships will occur above Tullamore, County Offaly, from the 23rd to the 29th of September. All launch sites will be confirmed nearer to the event, but flights will take place over the beautiful town of Tullamore throughout the week, weather permitting. The organisers have released the following information for spectators who want to view the launches. All flights are, of course, weather permitting, on Saturday, September 23rd, PM only, and on Sunday the 24th to Friday the 29th inclusive, AM and PM. For AM flights, they aim to be in the air at approximately 7:30 in the morning. However, this time may vary by an hour or so, depending on the weather each morning. Preparation for launch will start approximately 45 minutes before takeoff. For PM flights, they aim to be in the air at approximately 5:30. However, this time again may vary by an hour or so on either side, depending on the weather each evening. Preparation for the launch will start approximately 45 minutes before takeoff. Remember, if you have any aviation news you'd like to share, please include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. Remember too, we have over 140 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.